It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Thank you. As always, Ken Adams, we never want to take what you do for granted. We ought to always express our appreciation because this isn't a radio program if you aren't our helper and get things done. So this is Heartline, as Ken said, and today Jerry Brenneman is with me. And Jerry, it's a brand new venue for us to record our program. Why don't you describe where we are?
As you were praying today, what I was thinking was where we are. Maybe folks can hear some water. There's a waterfall near us. But as I thought about it, Jim, I thought this represents the serenity that I would pray each woman coming to Evangel Home could find there. Mm. You know how so often you say, you open the pink door and what did you feel? Mm. And they say peace, mm-hmm. or they say love, or they say rest.
Yeah.
Where we are recording today, we're on my back deck at where I live. And so I do have a water fountain there that you helped me install. Thank you and your wife. Thank you very much. And I looked at this part of the patio, and everything here is handmade by somebody. It's a wonderful kind of a microcosm of Evangel Home, really, when you look inside us and you see all the things that people have given us and made for us, and the peacefulness that the women talk about. Sitting here makes me think of that. Because right here, it's like I don't hear anything except my own voice and the water fountain. And I live in a busy, busy place. It's not like I'm in the middle of the country. We're kind of in the middle of the city here. And yet there is that presence that I want felt here, of not just the waterfall and the plants. I would hope people who could come here would feel a presence of the Lord that maybe they can't even define, but there's a peace that everyone here would know what that is.
Yeah.
My front door, I have a plaque that says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And then that plaque is kind of rubbed down, and it's a little bit hard to read. I was just thinking the other day, you really don't need to read it. People, I hope, can feel it.
Yeah. Well, and that was certainly my impression. I was here for the first time, was it last week? And it's just so comfortable and peaceful. Yeah. And I'm of the opinion, and I expressed it to you when you said you wanted a water feature. I believe that there's no such thing as too many water features.
It's kind of like wind chimes, huh?
Yeah, waterfalls and wind chimes. Yeah. That's our backyard.
There is a certain peacefulness about that. Yeah. I think the only time it really annoys us is if we've got a leaky fountain or a leaky faucet, a dripping we don't like.
Yeah, probably.
But waterfalls and that peacefulness. And so I need to back up a bit that we are not going to change our venue forever. We won't always be recording in my back patio. But I've been gone since May because I had back surgery. And I didn't want to talk about that before because I wanted those shows to belong to the women you were talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But now why I like talking about it, in fact, I even wrote my June thank you letter talking about being gone, because there was that moment at a staff meeting in May where, as a gift for the women, I got each staff member a baton like what you use in a relay race.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was not that I was passing the baton, but that we were all learning how to share that baton. That you have to learn to pass it off, but you have to learn to receive it. So you better learn to say, "Oh, help, I don't know what I'm doing here." You better learn to be able to say, "I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Can you teach me?" So it just, I didn't realize when I ordered them, they were really real batons. And so they're all like 11-inch pipes. I think we might have talked about this a little bit more, but last week, but that is such a vivid memory to me, such a visual. And I think it is to the women, because there's a lot of batons now around the office on their desks. And that signified to me that no matter which one of us might be stepping out of our place for a little bit, somebody there has to step up and somebody has to slide over to do something different. And we have to train each other. I can't put myself in a spot where, no, I don't want anyone else to know what I'm doing, because right. then I have more power. This is not about power.
Mm-hmm.
It's about ministering to those women in the name of Jesus, which to me means with grace. That no matter what we do, we have got to approach them with grace.
Yeah, I think that's so well stated. And I love that visual of literally handing off a baton.
And you can practice, practice, run all you want. You can be fastest on the team. But if you don't know how to hand off that baton and you don't do it in the right zone, well, you lose.
Yeah.
And try dropping the baton.
That's just a great analogy, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, Jim, I think so many times in life we get so diverted because we're so busy explaining why we want to do something, or we're so busy rationalizing why something happened, that we take our eye off the ball, off the baton. And it is all about the baton. That's if you want. You know, I'll see that sometimes at work. There'll be something we really want to do. There'll be part of a program we want to change, we want to add. We get into all sorts of discussions about why we can't or can. And then often I find those discussions become just personal issues. Maybe I just don't want to do that because I don't like it. Well, so what? It is all about the baton. That's kind of our thing right now, between batons and hedgehogs.
we'll save hedgehogs for another day. Jerry, we just discussed briefly before we turned on the mic, what do we want to talk about today? I mean, that's the way we do things. We ask God for direction and the right message and to guard our communication. But we have an event in the fall, as we do each year, and it's not too soon to start talking about the banquet, the third Tuesday in September, which this year is the 16th. Bring us up to speed. What do we expect on Tuesday, the 16th of September?
Right now, as I stutter a bit, I realize it's because as you and I are talking, it's June, and I've been home for 2 months, and the banquet is coming up in just 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, if we skip ahead to next year, it's the 60th. We're all jazzed about that. We have plans. But the 59th is kind of like, oh, it's a banquet.
Yeah.
The 59th is just as important as the 60th.
Yeah.
But there isn't all of the fol-de-rol. But, you know, my dream at a banquet is simply to share the home.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the people who come to banquets as our shareholders, our investors, whatever you want to call them. That's like our annual meeting, and they need to be able to ask questions. They need to be able to know what's going on. I'd love to have that kind of banquet. The other thing I would like to, I'd love to add this year, and all ministries and probably most churches are the same, that you have a certain age of people who support us financially. I think older folks might have more expendable money sometimes. Older folks have learned the stewardship of tithing. A lot of young people want to be involved. They want to do projects. They want to make a difference in someone's life by talking to them, but they're not necessarily going to give money. That is crucial, that we really tap into that, say, 25 to 45 demographic.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see somehow we do that at a banquet, that if you bring someone in that age, you get in for half price. Or you are that age, you get in. I don't know how we could do that, but I would love to have more of that group represented. We're getting there, and I realize that banquets probably aren't the thing that really attract that age, but it still is a time where you have more people together to share in what you're doing than you do any other time of the year. So those would be my two real things, is that we have a chance to do questions and answers, and we have a chance to really somehow get a few younger folks there.
Okay. Well, let me just suggest that to our listeners, maybe, first of all, put it on your calendar, Tuesday, September 16th. But what if they were to go to the website and email their question ahead of time, starting now? I mean, it's not too soon, and we have those questions in hand. And can deal with those on Tuesday the 16th.
I better tell the webmaster to get ready to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, Jim, I love to think on my feet. I love those sort of where I don't know what the question is going to be, and they just start coming. I have fun doing that, too. So
okay,
we might think of a way.
Okay. Well, it sounds like fun to me. I enjoy those impromptu events as well. But I won't be answering the questions,
no.
Just FYI. It'll be Jerry, my listening friend. Yeah. So what else is on your mind these days? Now, I know it must be a little frustrating because you're still, you know, requiring some pain meds that turn things a little fuzzy. But in your lucid moments,
yeah.
what's on your mind? I love the baton analogy, and we're really encouraging people right now to put September 16th on your calendar. What else is running around in your noggin?
When I get back, just having energy, so I would like prayer for that. And again, so that people, if they're just tuning in right now and they don't hear the whole thing, I had major back surgery the beginning of May. And I know that's going to, and part of it involved fusion. That takes months, maybe a year to heal before that bone fusion really sets. So I'm going to have to be super careful. That's going to be hard for me because I'm just... That's going to be real hard.
Yeah, sitting around is not your major strength.
It is not. I'm trying to get used to it, but now I'll be going back to work in 2 weeks, so I have to get unused to that. One of the things going around in my mind, Jim, is it seems to me in talking to staff that we have an awesome group of residents right now. You'll hear me say that sometimes, that this is as good as it gets in here. But it sounds like we've taken as good as it gets, and we've jumped forward a couple steps. And I think we're full. And it's always been my response when people say, well, don't you think you should be bigger? Don't you want to serve more people? And I always say, no, when the apartments are full, that will be the time. When the crisis home is full, no, because the crisis home is too transitory. It comes and goes. But when you see a commitment from women in the apartments who are there for 1 year and 2 years, now's the time for us to think about something. So we have that, plus we have how do we improve our daycare.
Okay.
Those two things. I would
physically
hope in our 60th year that maybe God brings us some sort of physical answer to both of those things.
Okay, I had the huge privilege last week of having a conversation with Lisa in the daycare area. And she is such a hoot, and is just passionate about those kids and those what she does there. But there are some physical limitations, you know, as you well know. I hadn't thought in those terms. What a great project for next year.
Well, you know, Jim, especially for the older kids, like in the summer or where they're not there. Can you imagine being 13, a 13-year-old girl or a 10-year-old boy in a basic daycare at a shelter? Yuck.
Yeah.
That's not good. So we want to have those kids in mind and make it better.
Okay. Well, we're out of time. And, Jerry, thank you. I just love being out on your deck here. It is so serene. Beautiful flowers and stuff that people have given you. And it's a delight to catch up with you and see you. But, Ken, it's your turn now. My listening friend, thank you for joining us on this first-time-ever edition of Heartline from Evangel Home and Jerry's Deck in Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached him by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.